I'm Mark Armstrong, a forester with Wagner Forest Management in Erin, New Hampshire. These are my personal views. If you travel outside the U.S., you begin to realize how much we take for granted here at home. For example, blackouts are a daily occurrence in many countries. The rock-solid, reliable power grid we enjoy here didn't just magically appear, even though it seems to have fallen into our laps, like many things we have simply come to expect. The experts responsible for this power grid tell us we're going to need to buy hydropower from our good Canadian neighbors, and I believe them. We will need this power. We will need this power because very little has been done in the past 36 years since President Carter proclaimed the effort toward an energy-independent America, the moral equivalent of war. During these past decades, wealthy nonprofit, phony environmentalist racketeers have successfully blocked any new construction of hydroelectric or nuclear facilities, which by this time could have already been providing low-cost baseload power to this country, right here in this country. We will need this power because over in Maine, the EPA and the phony environmentalist racketeers have been busy tearing out perfectly good, fully functional hydroelectric dams to save the endangered Atlantic salmon, the world's only endangered species, readily available at Hannaford's for $4 a pound. We will need this power because in the next few years, the EPA has plans to go all around the country, shutting down coal-fired plants like a spoiled kid blowing out the candles on his birthday cake, because these coal-fired facilities emit carbon dioxide. We will indeed need to buy this power with borrowed money hot off the presses, because these are the policies of the people they say we elected, as implausible as it seems that such imbeciles could ever attain elected office. But we are the generation too busy to participate in the political process, the take everything for granted generation. We are the fragile teacup generation who put an end to riding in the back of pickup trucks, the generation too timid to build anything new to help ourselves, the inactive, introspective offspring of giants who put men on the moon, built the interstate highway system, the Hoover Dam, and saved the world from the Nazis. While we may not totally redeem ourselves for our pathetic passivity and self-indulgence, if we make the correct decision and keep the lights on and build this simple power line, at least future Americans might not refer to us as the generation who let the lights go out. Make the right decision and keep the lights on. Build this power line.